This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a story about cause and effect now, and what happens when that cause goes away. SNAP benefits, once upon a time called food stamps, were increased during the pandemic, and that helped keep tens of millions of people fed. That extra monthly payment, though, goes away next month. But what happened while the program was in effect was that more stores started accepting SNAP as payment for online grocery orders. Wegmans, in fact, just became the latest supermarket chain to do that. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes it from there.
For some people, online grocery shopping for curbside pickup or delivery is a convenience. But Ellen Vollinger, SNAP director at the Food Research and Action Center, says for others, it's a necessity.
Housebound seniors, people who might be immunocompromised and may come with different mobility challenges and needs. They may live in places that are far distant from the grocery store.
Those populations are also more likely to be affected by food insecurity. For instance, one in five SNAP households includes someone with a disability. But until recently, most grocery stores weren't accepting SNAP online.
All of that got accelerated early in 2020, when social distancing became a reality in the United States.
Now, many major retailers, including Walmart and Amazon, accept SNAP online. Part of the delay was because stores lacked the technical infrastructure. Bobby Gibbs is a food retail consultant at Oliver Wyman.
The real key for retailers to be able to accept SNAP payments is through signing on with the right payment processor who's able to accept and validate the SNAP PIN.
That's the numerical code recipients use to access their funds. And this took partnerships between local governments and companies. Food industry analyst Phil Lempert says expanding access to online ordering is the right move for both ethical and business reasons.
Because, you know, this is a very loyal customer.
He says SNAP spending makes up between 20 and 30% of an average grocery store's sales. And a good website that caters to SNAP recipients can keep them coming back.
Online tools really can hone in on the nutritional value of foods, what's on sale.
And also what foods are SNAP eligible. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.